Nepal's shifting its emergency focus 5 days after the quake. It's the incredible edible egg, and it's responsible for saving a life. What's in a word? Meaning and mission. Details are next on Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Aid workers are shifting from rescue to recovery in Nepal. Vision Beyond Borders' Patrick Klein says their partners need some help getting food, clean water, medicine, and tents.
A lot of people are living in the streets. They're still afraid of the buildings coming down. So even the girls that we've rescued out of trafficking, they're actually sleeping out in the open. They have nothing to cover over them to protect them.
At missionnews.org, you can help VBB send supplies to their partners. Over the last couple of years, Klein says the Nepalese have been opening up to the gospel message. He thinks Saturday's quake could be a catalyst for Christ.
Now they've seen their temples demolished in front of them, their idols smashed. It's a great opportunity for the church to go forth.
Pray survivors' eyes are open to the truth of Christ's salvation.
The cleanup and working to rebuild, it'll take many years to come. We're excited about being there, helping the people, and then using that as an opportunity to share the gospel.
It's gone from bad to worse for Nepal's citizens. The quake has claimed over 5,000 lives, and supplies are scarce for survivors. Nearly 11,000 were injured, while hundreds of thousands have lost their homes. World Renew is raising $3 million for food, water, and fuel to meet physical needs and show Christ's love. Please pray for the organization's effectiveness and visit our website for a full list of partners bringing relief to Nepal. You're listening to Mission Network News. Sudan's incumbent president swept to a landslide victory in this week's elections with over 94% of the vote. The reality? That's not too hard to do if you're the only candidate. David Curry of Open Doors USA says the re-election wasn't a surprise. It also means zero change.
Christians are still in very difficult situation, being attacked, losing all that they have. Culturally, they're under pressure. So Sudan is difficult, and it's because of al-Bashir in large measure.
Sudan ranks sixth on the World Watch List, a list of 50 countries around the world where the persecution of Christians is the worst. In Sudan, Sharia law is essentially in effect, but believers are not left without recourse.
We're trying to support the Christian church there in whatever way we can. Speaking up for Christians within this part of the world, we're praying for freedom, we're praying for government always, we pray for your persecutors. And pray that people come to see what's happening for what it is.
Have you ever considered that a small egg could actually be responsible for saving a life? Well, it did for 16-year-old Emmanuel Manu, who faced a deadly tumor. He wasn't registered with Compassion International Ghana, but one of the workers felt God calling him to help. So he asked the kids from Compassion's 15 child development centers in Asin to give an egg from their weekly meal. Well, in just 2 weeks, he raised enough for the boy's surgery. If you want to help others, like Emmanuel, visit our website to see how you can come alongside Compassion International. And sometimes the words we use every day kind of lose their weight. The word hope is one example. Mark Lucky, International Director of Every Child Ministries, was reminded of its meaning when he passed out mail to kids in Ghana from their sponsors.
And I just saw this incredible hope in their eyes, and it just became very real to me why we talk about bringing hope and why Jesus brings hope.
ECM School in Ghana brings hope that causes children to thrive and strive for a better life.
At a place like Haven of Hope, not only do they get the meal and the education and the love and the hugs, but they get the message of Jesus Christ and the good news of Jesus, and the fact that not only do they have a haven of hope here, but they're going to have a home forever with Jesus.
ECM depends on partners like you to sponsor their kids and support the school's work in Africa. If you want to help, it's as easy as visiting us online. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Danica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which we hope will encourage your prayer life. Get your copy by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.